Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Heviyuhu, Lebeis HaParva. They brought the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaParva. That was the Lishka that was built through a person whose name was Parva. The Batanura says he was actually a Machashef, a Kishuv Macher. He's the one that built it, and it was called on his name. Sagt der Mishnah BaKodesh Haisa. This Beis HaParva was in an area that had Kiddusha Suazar. He's going to be tevilin himself for the second time now. And besides for the very first one, all the tefillas had to be in a place that has Kiddusha Suazara. That's learned from the pasuk, V'rachatz es besarei b'mayim b'mokoyim kadosh. The mikveh had to be in an area that has Kiddusha, that has Kiddusha Suazara. Vayter zokta Mishnah, once again, persuloi, they spread out sadan shel butz, the sheet of linen, beinoi lebeina'an. By the opening of the mikvah, they had this sadan shalbutz, this like curtain. Kiddush yada v'raglav, would have to be mekadesh, his hands and feet, again, putting one hand on one foot, the other hand on the other foot, and then he would wash his hands and feet at the same time. Uposhat, and then he would take off the big dezov that he was wearing for the part of the avodah until this point. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says, he didn't do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before he took off his clothes. Rather, Pashat, first he took off his clothes, and then Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav. Only then was he Mekadosh his hands and feet. Wait, does this mean, according to Rav Meir, that we have less Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? We made a cheshbon of how many times he's Mekadosh his hands and feet, so we said that each time he has to do it before he takes off his clothes. And there was one for putting on the clothes. So if, according to Rav Meir, you didn't have to when you took off your clothes, so there was half the amount of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the answer is no. Rabbi Meir also agrees that he had to be Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav twice for each time there was a change of clothes. Where he disagrees is that it wasn't before he took off his clothes. First he took off his clothes, and there was one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before Tefillah and one after Tefillah. So it's the same amount of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The Shaila is only when it took place. So again, Meir and Rapashat, first he took off his clothes and then Kiddush Yadav V'Ragla. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Yorad V'Tavol, he went down, he toveled himself, Allah, he came up in a stopik and dried himself. And now begins the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Till now it was also the Avodah of Yom Kippur, but it was an Avodah that was done every single day as well. Now comes the Avodah that is done only on Yom Kippur. Havi'oloi Big Day Lavan, they brought him the Big Day Lavan of the Avodah Sayayim. That would be the Mechnesayim, the special pants, the ketanes, the mitznefes, his hat, the avnet, and the gartel, like you learned in Parshas Tetzaveh, and as is explained in the Psukim, in Parshas Achrimais. Lavash, he would put on the new clothes, the big day lavan, the kiddush yada v'raglav. So once again, all of the avodas hapnimiyas that were done on the inside were in the big day lavan. The avodas chitzainiyas, like the tmidin and the mesafin, were the big day zav. And in between each change of clothes, he required a tefillah and two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims, as the Batanura says, from the Kir. The one machlokes we had in the Mishnah was, according to the Tanakhama, first he was Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav, and then he took off his clothes. According to Rav Meir, first he took off the clothes, and then he was Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav before the tefillah.